Exodus 14. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pi-hahiroth, between Migdal and the sea, before Baal-zephon, opposite to it shall ye encamp by the sea. And Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has hemmed them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he may pursue after them. And I will glorify myself in Pharaoh and in all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his bondmen was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from our service? And he yoked his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And Jehovah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel had gone out with a high hand. And the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen, and his army, and overtook them where they had encamped by the sea, beside Pi-hahiroth, opposite Baal-zephon. And Pharaoh approached, and the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And the children of Israel were much afraid, and cried out to Jehovah. And they said to Moses, Is it because there were no graves in Egypt that thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why hast thou done this to us, that thou hast led us out of Egypt? Is this not what we told thee in Egypt when we said, Let us alone, and we will serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you, and ye shall be still. And Jehovah said to Moses, Why dost thou cry unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And thou, lift thy staff, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall pursue after them. And I will glorify myself in Pharaoh and in all his host, in his chariots and in his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah, when I have glorified myself in Pharaoh, in his chariots and in his horsemen. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before them and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and was a cloud and darkness, and lit up the night, and the one did not come near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Jehovah made the sea go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went through the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and came after them, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots and his horsemen, into the midst of the sea. And it came to pass in the morning that Jehovah looked upon the camp of the Egyptians in the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and embarrassed the camp of the Egyptians. And he took off their chariot wheels and caused them to drive with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, Let us flee before Israel, for Jehovah is fighting for them against the Egyptians. And Jehovah said to Moses, Stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may return upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength toward the morning. And the Egyptians fled against it, and Jehovah overturned the Egyptians into the midst of the sea. And the waters returned, and covered the chariots and the horsemen of all the host of Pharaoh that had come into the sea after them. There remained not even one of them. And the children of Israel walked on dry ground through the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus Jehovah saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. And Israel saw the great power with which Jehovah had wrought against the Egyptians. And the people feared Jehovah, and believed in Jehovah, and in Moses his bondman.